在收封信的时候，让我们一起读一段圣经。
As we pass down the bucket, let's also read this verse together.
约翰福音八章十二节，我们一起来念。
John 8:12, let's read together.
来，耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
感谢神，我们平安的度过了2019年。
Praise the Lord that we have gone through safely through 19.
然后呢，我们大家又有机会可以齐聚一堂。
That we have the opportunity to be all together.
今天我们当中有说英文的，可以请你挥挥手。
If you speak English, please raise your hand.
Yeah.
Yes.
欢迎欢迎。
Welcome you.
这个是欢迎，有点不是很甘愿哦。这个是。
Sounds like you're reluctant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more like it. Praise.
我们有说中文的，请你挥挥手。
说中文的。
哎，欢迎欢迎。Yeah.
Well, welcome you. Speak Chinese.
好，帮我跟旁边的弟兄姐妹说。欢迎来到这个家庭的聚会。
Please tell your neighbors, welcome you to this family worship.
我相信大家过了一年，也是非常期待这个时刻。
I'm sure after a whole year that you're really looking forward to today.
就是又有机会听到亚晨牧师讲道了。
You have a chance to listen to Pastor James speaking again.
感谢主，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
啊，有机会看到 Andrew 来翻译哈。
You can see me translate.
Yay!Well, 2019年教会的主题是扩张帐幕，左右开展。
And 2019, our theme is to extend the tent to the left and right.
啊，我听到很多见证，有人在工作、关系、家庭、侍奉上有很多的突破。
We have heard many breakthroughs, whether it's ministry or with your careers or with family.
在这里也首先向大家一起分享这个。非洲这个医疗事工的美好的突破的故事。
I also want to share with you the breakthrough we have experienced in the Africa missions.
去年的这个时候，我跟大家宣布一个好消息，就是我们的医疗诊所的工程开始了。
Last year at this time, we shared with you that the building of the medical clinic has just begun.
那今年的好消息是什么呢
？And what is the good news today?
就是我们的诊所盖好了。
It means we finished the building.
感谢主，让我们来看一下。
Let's take a look.
生命和灵粮堂的生命和诊所的扛棒，就是这个
banner for the clinic.
这个 French 是 Clinic Fleur de Vie，
就是灵粮堂的教会的
诊所。哎呀，翻得很好啊！那我们再往下看哈，来，让我带你们一个 tour 一下哈。
Let me give you a virtual tour.
这是我们的正门口。
It's the front door.
来，再来，那这是我们的保安人员。
That is the security guards.
没有，是我们八月份去短宣的这个成员。
Just kidding, that was the August short-term mission.
然后再往里面，这是我们的前院。
That's the front courtyard.
然后呢，再往里，这是我们的一个室内的一个候诊室。
This is kind of where we have waiting area.
那就是最不想面对的体重机也在那边。
My worst enemy, the weight machine.
Good one. Okay, 再往下。那接下来就是我们其中一个病房，然后还有病床在里面。
That's where the patients will be.
Yeah, 我知道跟美国的病房和病床不太一样哈。
Looks very different from what we experience here.
但是医治的果效是一样的。
But the effective is the same.
哎，来，我们看下一张。在十月份的时候，我们就有一个 grand， 也叫做 soft opening 试办。
So we had a soft opening in October.
那这位就是我们第一个病人。
She was our first patient.
那她是得到了疟疾哈。
She has malaria.
感谢神，她得到医治了。Yeah.
She was healed. Praise the Lord.
明年2月21号，那会有一个 grand opening.
And next year, in February, we will have the grand opening.
那我们感谢神，从北美和亚洲有将近30-40位会一起去那边来共襄盛举。
We're going to have about 40 people from different areas to come over to witness.
然后还有更多的医疗方面的事工要拓展。
And we're going to expand in more medical areas.
可不可以再帮我将荣耀再次归给上帝
？Can we give God another round of praise? Hallelujah.
一个诊所的诞生其实真的是蛮不容易的。
The birth of a clinic is really challenging.
其实我太太都觉得说，为什么我一天到晚都在跟非洲联络哈
？My wife asks me why all the time you're talking to Africa.
真的，我发现我手机里面跟非洲联络的时间比跟 你们还要多哈。
Well, I realize in my cell phone, I spend more time in Africa talking than here.
但是感谢神，因为有上帝清楚的意象带领。
But praise the Lord, for His vision was very clear to lead me forward.
并且是大家一起齐心的、同心的摆上。
And it is all the united efforts together.
所以虽然这条路是辛苦的道路
，even though it's a very challenging road，
但是也成了最甜美的旅程
，but also become a very sweet memory.
那所以呢，意象是非常重要的
，so it's very important to have vision.
当我们准备要进入2020年
，as we march forward to 2020，
当你们想到2020，我不知道你们会联想到什么
，when you think of 2020， I don't know what else do you relate to.
2020 perfect vision。
2020 perfect vision.
完美的视力
that you can see very clearly.
Yeah, 那所以呢，祝福我们大家能够在2020年能够得着人生更清晰的意象。
I want to bless you that in 2020 you can see a more clear and perfect vision for your life.
Yeah, 今年有一次我在飞机上的时候，突然有一个人走到我前面。
This year when I was traveling, there's someone that I never met came to me.
他说：“哎，你是不是那个王亚成牧师
？”He said, "Are you that Pastor James?"
我说：“哎，是啊，你怎么认识我呢
？”He said, "Yes, I am, but how did you know me?"
他说：“其实我并不认识你。
Actually, I don't know you.
但是我认识你的眼镜。
I recognize your glasses.
其实还蛮多人都是因为我的眼镜知道我是谁的。
A lot of people recognize me through my glasses.
其实眼镜的造型不是太重要了。
It's not important what glasses you wear.
但是眼镜能够帮助你看得见，那才是最重要的。
It's important that the glasses can help you see clearly.
当你看得见。”人生就精神很多。
When you can see clearly, it's much easier to go through life.
可是当我们在人生的道路上面，怎么样能够看得见呢
？But in our path in our life, how do we see more clearly?
刚才约翰福音八章十二节这边说到
，In John chapter 8,
这边说耶稣对众人说：“我是世界的光。”
Jesus spoke that I am the light.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness.
所以你要怎么样能够得着生命的一个视力呢
？So how do you receive vision for your life?
你要怎么样能够有一个完美的这个视力 ，perfect vision 呢
？How do you see a very clear, perfect vision?
从得着耶稣基督开始。
It comes from receiving the Lord Jesus Christ.
好吧，所以祝福我们每一个人在2020年得着。清楚的意象。
Let's pray that each one of us will have a perfect vision for 2020.
这个时候我们就来看清楚的意象是开始于聆听的能力。
The perfect vision starts with the ability for listening.
好吧，我跟旁边人说，是开始于聆听的能力。
Let's tell the neighbor next to you, it begins with the ability to listen.
圣经当中有一个非常有名的人物。
There's a very famous character in the Bible.
在他前半段的人生好像是一无所缺，一帆风顺。
In the first half of his life, he seems to have a perfect life.
但是其实他是迷失的。
But he was actually lost.
可是当他在一个特别的一个场景，他的眼睛突然瞎掉了。
But in a very special circumstance in that event, he was blind.
好像他一生的追求也都消失了。
And all his life's pursuit became nothing.
可是在那个时刻
，in just at that moment,
他却看见了生命的光。
He was able to see the light of life.
其实这是我们很多人生命的故事，也是这样。
Maybe that's a similar story to many of us.
很多时候，当我们好像失去了一些事情
，just when we feel like we have lost everything.
可是，在那个时刻，我们遇见了生命的主宰。
And at that moment, we found our Lord Jesus.
这个人是使徒保罗。
This person is Apostle Paul.
让我们一起来从他的故事来学习如何得着清晰的意象。
Let's look at his personal story to see how we can have perfect vision.
Okay, 使徒行传九章三到六节。
And Acts 9:3-6.
这边说，扫罗行路将到大马色，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他。
As he near Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him.
他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
He fell to the ground and heard a voice said to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?"
他说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. He replied.
起来，进城去，你所当做的事。必有人告诉你。
Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.
所以这边的这位保罗，他在成为基督徒之前，人们称他为扫罗。
Before he became a follower of Christ, the people called him Saul.
他后来成为名字改成保罗，是因为他要传福音给外邦人。
And he changed his name to Paul so that he can share the gospel to others.
而保罗是这个罗马这个希腊文的名字。
And Paul is a name for the Romans.
保罗是一位律师，也是受人尊敬的宗教家。
Paul was a religious scholar. At the same time, he's also a lawyer.
他也是个非常热情、有热忱的人。
He's also a very passionate person.
可是他的热忱却是去迫害教会、杀害基督徒。
But his passion was to persecute the Christians.
有一次，当他计划要去大马色，又要去残杀基督徒的时候
，Just at the time when he was about to go to Damascus to persecute the Christians there,
耶稣用大光将他眼睛给照瞎了。
The Lord flashed around him with a great light, and he was blind.
然后耶稣对他第一次的说话了。
And that was the first time Jesus spoke to him.
扫罗，扫罗，为什么你逼迫我？
Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
很有意思。
Very interesting.
当扫罗他失去生命中最重要的事情。
When Saul has lost the most important thing in his life.
他却得着了聆听神声音的能力。
He was able to receive the ability for listening.
他不但这一次听到了神的声音，
Not only this time he heard the Lord.
他接下来他的一生都是靠着聆听神的声音来过他的一生。
The rest of his life he was continuing to listen.
他得着了人生最重要的事。
He had received the most important thing in life.
其实说实在话，这个他也没有其他的选择了。
Actually, he doesn't really have any other choice.
因为他那时候眼睛已经瞎掉了。
He's already blind.
他哪里都去不了。
There's nowhere he can go.
结果耶稣对他说
But that time Jesus said to him,
你往城里去。
You go into the city.
有人会告诉你我接下来要说的。
Someone is going to tell you what I'm going to tell you.
所以保罗他非常渴望听到神接下来要说什么。
So Paul is actually looking forward to hear what God wants to say.
我们继续往下看。
Let's continue.
使徒行传九章第十节这边说当下在大马色有一个门徒名叫亚拿尼亚，主在异象中对他说：“亚拿尼亚。”他说：“主，我在这里。”
In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called him in a vision. Ananias, yes, Lord, he answered.
十一节，主对他说：“起来，往直接去，在犹大的家里访问一个大数人名叫扫罗，他正祷告。”
The Lord told him to.The house of Judas on Straight Street and asked for a man from Tarsus named Saul for he is praying.
所以这边有一位虔诚的基督徒，很有可能也是保罗杀害的基督徒。
At that time, there was a very devoted Christ follower, and he was most likely the same people that Paul was persecuting.
哎，上帝也对这个人说话。
God also talked to this person.
你就发现，在圣经里面没有任何一个人是。不是因为听到神的声音，生命被改变的。
There's many stories in the Bible of people's life changed after they heard the voice of the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，你渴望你的生命不再一样吗
？Do you wish that your life will not be the same?
你渴望得着生命的清晰的意象吗
？Do you want to receive that perfect vision for your life?
要从聆听的能力开始。
It starts with the ability for listening.
所以。亚拿尼亚听到神对他说：“你要去找扫罗。”
So Ananias says that you need to go look for Saul.
可是亚拿尼亚并没有很高兴啊。
But he wasn't very happy.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他知道扫罗是个大魔头啊。
Because he knows Saul was like a big bad guy.
Yeah, 那如果我去的话，我不是自投罗网吗
？Isn't it me just walking into a trap?
所以亚拿尼亚，如果他是日本人，他就说：“纳尼。”
If Yanania,
这可能是翻译的。
Is Japanese, he might say, "Nani."
我没，这是预备讲章太无聊乱想了。OK， 好，回到主题。
OK， back to our topic。
你要做牧师，有时候要自己给自己一些安慰。OK， anyway， 好，我们继续往前啊。
Too much anime。
所以亚拿尼亚说：“神啊，我听见许多人说这个人在耶路撒冷多多苦害你的圣徒。”
Lord Ananias answered, "I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your holy people in Jerusalem."
他是非常有经验的基督徒，所以跟上帝这个讨价还价。
So he was a very experienced Christian, so he was bargaining with the Lord.
但是第十五节，神再一次清楚对亚拿尼亚说：“你只管去， 他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
In a very direct instruction, he says, Go, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel.
这一句话其实就是保罗一生他的意向的一个 statement.
This sentence became Paul's mission statement in life.
而上帝透过亚拿尼亚告诉了保罗。
And God used Ananias to tell Paul.
这个故事我每次看我都觉得非常的震撼。
Every time I look at this story, I'm shaken.
第一个震撼
The first
就是原来这位伟大的上帝他对你和我有计划。
Is that this glorious Lord has a plan for you and I.
他对你和我是有梦想的。
For you and I, he has a dream.
诗篇138篇八节这边说
Psalms 138 it says,
耶和华必成全关乎我的事。
The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me.
耶和华他必成全。
The Lord will fulfill
关乎你和我的事。
His purpose for me.
原来有些事情是关乎你和我的。
There are things that's related to you and I.
而英文的翻译我觉得更宝贵。
I look at the English translation, it's more precious.
The Lord will fulfill His purpose.
神会照他的旨意。
是他的旨意，
是 ，it's his purpose，
他的计划
，his plan。
哇，这不只是我的计划
，it's not just for mine，
也不是上帝对我的有关于我的计划
，and it's not just related to me，
而是上帝有关于我的他的计划。
It was a plan that includes me in His full plan.
弟兄姐妹，你知道上帝不但对你是有计划的。
Not only does the Lord has a plan for your life,
这不只是你的计划。
But it's not just yours.
原来这是他的计划。
It was His.
如果是我的计划，那他可以不理睬。
If it's just my plans, he cannot care.
他可以稍微关心一下就好了。
He can just look at it and then walk away.
但是如果是他的计划
But if it is his plan,
他不能不管了。
He cannot not care.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，你的一生在神眼中是太重要了。
Brothers and sisters, your life is so precious in God's eyes.
他在对你说，你的事就是我的事。
That means what's important to you is important to me.
这故事给我第二个一个震撼。
And the second point that really shaken me.
就是不但神对我们有计划，而且是非常了不起的计划。
Not only does he have a plan for me, it's a great plan.
而且他很乐意，也很积极的想要告诉你。
And it is will that he wants us to know.
耶利米书33章3节这边说到，你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事指示你。
In Jeremiah says, Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know.
你知道吗？原来上帝他很渴望的告诉你有关你生命的事情。
Do you know that God is desired to let you know His great plans?
我不知道你对你的生活，你对你的生命是有多少的满意度哈。
I don't know how satisfied you are with your own lives right now.
如果你觉得你对你的生活并不是很满意。
If you're not satisfied in your life,
求告他吧。
Let's call on to the Lord.
他要把又大又难又荣耀的事告诉你。
Because he wants to tell you great and unsearchable things to you.
如果你觉得你生活其实很不错了。
If you feel like, oh, my life is pretty good.
让我告诉你。
I want to tell you.
神有更大、更难、更荣耀的事为你预备。
There's greater things yet to come.
所以让我们有一个求告神、相信神对我们有使命有计划的一个心来向他祷告。
So let's pray with the attitude of a knowledge knowing that God has great plans for us.
可是我们要如何能够听到神的声音呢？
So how can we hear God's voice?
其实很简单，第一就是你要知道他乐意对你说话。
Number one is to know that it is his desire that he wants to speak to you.
你真的要不是只是理论说啊呀呀我懂。
Not just logically you understand.
你要真的相信说他真的很想要跟你说话。
You have to have faith to believe that God really wants to speak to you.
他真的很想跟你说话。
It is his desire to speak to you.
因为他很爱你。
Because he loves you.
你说如果你很爱一个人。
If you really love a person.
他打电话给你。
When he calls you.
你可能不接吗？
Would you not answer?
一定会接的。
Of course you'll pick up.
所以当你求告他，
So when you ask for him,
他一定会对你说。
He would definitely speak to you.
那第二个呢，就是你要有一个对的态度。
You need to have the right attitude.
我在二十出头的时候，我跟我父母亲还有我的姥姥住在一起。
In my beginning of early 20s, I lived with my mom and my grandma.
那有一次我要去下午要去打篮球，我就穿着短袖短裤准备去打球。
And in the afternoon, I went to go play basketball in the park. I just ran out with shorts and shirts.
然后呢，我妈就从后面就跑出来。
And then my mom ran out the door.
她说：“哎，亚晨啊，这个要多穿件外套，天气冷。
”Hey James, you got to put a jacket on. It's cold.
我就回头说：“妈，我都几岁了，你干嘛？”
I turned around and said, "Mom, I'm already 20 something."
结果这时候呢，我姥姥从后面追出来了。
And just at that time, my grandma ran out the door.
她就对我妈说
，And said to my mom,
哎呀，有利啊，外面凉啊，多穿点外套啊。
Hey, Aliyah, it's cold outside. Wear a jacket.”
然后我妈就用完全跟我一样表情回头看她。
My mom had the same facial expression.
我都几岁了，你还管我
？I'm already how old? Why do you care?
原来上帝是很乐意透过周围的人对我们说话的。
God is very willing to let the people around you speak to you.
啊，可是很多时候，如果你态度不对的话
，But if your attitude isn't right,
有听却没有到。
You can hear, but you're not listening.
那如果你有一个对的态度
，If you have the right attitude,
神他真的。随时都可能在对你说话。
It's maybe God can use any circumstance to speak to you.
而当你听到神的话语的时候，你就得着了生命的意象。
And when you hear God's voice, you also receive your life's vision.
所以清楚的意象是从聆听的能力开始的。
So the perfect vision starts with the ability for listening.
但是其实聆听不只是所谓听神的声音，我们也需要能够有能力听。人的声音。
Not only you're able to listen to God's voice, but also listen to people's voice.
你会不会觉得很讶异的一件事情？为什么上帝不直接把生命中最重要的事情直接对保罗说呢
？Why God doesn't just tell the most important story, the instruction directly to Paul?
可是却要透过亚拿尼亚来对保罗说
？Why does God speak through Ananias to Paul?
保罗和亚拿尼亚是。南辕北辙，完全不一样的人。
Paul and Ananias is from different parts of the earth.
Good. 保罗是个罗马公民，又是个高知识分子，又非常外向。
Paul was very extrovert and he was a highly educated Roman citizen.
他是最痛恨基督教的。
And he hated Christians.
而亚拿尼亚是应该是个比较内向，而且他是。躲保罗都来不及的人
，Ananias was very introvert. He can't wait to flee away from Paul.
啊，如果你说美国的政治，民主党和共和党很难沟通啊
，It's similar to the American politics. Republicans and Democrats is really hard to communicate.
我告诉你，保罗和亚拿尼亚更难沟通。
It's even more difficult for Paul and Ananias to communicate.
可是为什么上帝要这样子搞这样一下
？Why does God have this type of arrangement?
因为我想，第一，上帝他要告诉保罗说，上帝是有主权的。
I think it's because God wants to teach Paul that the authority belongs to me.
哦，你不能只是老听你想听的。
You're not just listen to people you want to hear.
哦，不能老是照你想要的方式来跟随神。
And not just follow God through your own methods.
上帝有他的主权。
He has his own authority.
第二，上帝也要保罗学习尊重每一个人。
Number two, God wants Paul to learn to respect everyone.
因为我们身边每一个人都是上帝所重视的。
Because everyone around us is someone that God precious.
哦，所以如果你是做老板的，你要尊重你的员工。
So if you're a boss today, then you have to respect your workers.
如果你是员工，你要尊重你的老板。
The same way that you have to respect your bosses.
不能只是表面尊重啊。
And not just on the surface.
为什么
？Why?
因为其实你永远不知道，也许你生命中最重要的那一块拼图，最重要的答案，就是从你最忽略的人口中可以说出来。
Because maybe the most important missing piece in your life is going to come from the person you look down upon.
上帝就是刻意选择保罗最忽略、最瞧不起的亚拿尼亚，把他生命中的最重要的使命告诉他。
God used Ananias, someone Paul would never have looked at, to speak to Paul about his life's vision.
好吧，让我们这时候可以回想一下，在我们生命当中，是不是有些人你是忽略他们
？As we look back in our lives, there are people that you look down upon.
你最不想要跟他沟通的。
Someone you don't want to communicate with.
神要我们来学习。
God wants us to learn.
让我们知道。
To remember.
神甚至有可能透过那一个人。
God can use that person.
来告诉你有关你人生重要的事情。
To tell you something important for your life.
当然上帝也是透过这样一个训练要来帮助保罗建造他生命中意向的团队。
But during this training process, he's also teaching Paul about building a team in his life.
这就让我们进入今天的第二点。
And that lead us into our second point today.
就是清晰的意向是成型于团队的侍奉。
And perfect vision develops through teaming.
我们来看《使徒行传》十三章一到二节。
So look at Acts 1:13.
在安提阿的教会中，有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面、古利奈人路球与分封之王西律同养的马念并扫罗。
Now in the church in Antioch, there were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Mani, and Saul.
安提阿教会是在初代教会当中第一个做跨文化宣教的教会。
The Church of Antioch was the first to have cross-culture ministry.
这个教会充满了爆炸力，甚至福音透过他们传到欧亚非三洲。
The gospel of Jesus Christ was shared through three different continents to this explosive church.
但是我们来看看这个团队是什么样的组成呢
？But let's look at this team. How are they formed?
巴拿巴是犹太人的一个地主。
Barnabas was a landlord or a real estate person.
从现在来讲，就是一个土地开发商或是一个商人。
In today's language, he will be a businessman or a real estate developer.
称呼尼杰的西面，他是来自非洲的一个黑人。
Simeon called Niger was from Africa.
而古利奈人路球是来自中东的一位弟兄。
And Lucius was from Middle East.
我光听到这三个已经够呛了吧。
I'm looking at those three locations. That's already amazing.
第四位马念他是谁呢
？And the third, last one, Manin.
马念他其实是西律王的表弟。
Manin was actually the emperor's cousin.
他是皇族，也是政治人物。
He is royalty and he is also a politician.
而最后一位就是罗马公民的扫罗。
And last was Saul, who is a Roman citizen.
那他后来也成为一位使徒或者牧师。
And he became a pastor.
你可以想象这五个人完全不一样的人聚在一起。
You can see five people very different backgrounds.
他们要一起合作容不容易
？And to work together isn't that easy?
是相当的不容易的。
It's very difficult.
可是上帝知道扫罗后来成为保罗，他需要这样的团队。
But God knows that Paul needs a team like the diversity.
所以他透过亚拿尼亚的这样的一个操练，让他知道要学习怎么样尊重和团队的侍奉。
From the training through Ananias, he understands how to respect this team.
弟兄姐妹，在你的生命当中，有没有能力能够来进入或参与这样的团队呢
？Do you have the ability in your life right now to accept a diverse team in your life?
聆听彼此的能力。
To be able to listen to one another,
尊重彼此的能力。
To respect each other's skill set.
我们当中做夫妻的，我们是否有聆听彼此的能力呢
？As husband and wife, do you have the ability to listen to one another?
我们当中的亲子之间有没有聆听彼此的能力呢
？Between children and parents, do you have the ability to listen to each other?
当我们在小组当中。在工作当中有没有聆听彼此的能力呢
？In our cell group lives and in our work, do we have the ability to listen?
弟兄姐妹，上帝在我们生命当中是有非常伟大的计划的。
God has a wonderful plan for our life.
可是，如果我们没有聆听彼此的能力
，But if we don't have the ability for listening,
我们无法承接一个团队一起来进入神在我们生命当中荣耀的计划。
We will not be able to inherit God's great team for us to achieve our purpose in life.
但是，如果我们可以做到的话
，But if we are able to listen.
我要告诉你
，Let me tell you，
神在你生命当中的计划是极其荣耀的。
God has an unsearchable truth for your life，
甚至是能够改变历史、 影响世代的这样一个计划。
It could be a plan that will change the history.
Amen.
Amen.
记得去年四月份的时候，我们在非洲开始医疗宣教的梦想。
I remember, we started the Africa medical missions dream.
那个时候，我们也认识了多哥一位非常有影响力的大酋长。
At that time, we also met a very powerful, great chief.
但那时候，他看到我们生命和对非洲的爱心和常年的这样的一个关注。
When this African chief saw our year after year care for their nation,
他就很感动。
He was greatly moved.
因此呢，就邀请我们短宣队去他们的这个叫做 palace 有一个晚宴。
So he invited the entire short mission to his 皇宫。
Yeah, yeah. 我们都 good job. 我们都非常的受宠若惊哈。Can you do that?
We're very surprised by this grand gesture.
可是后来这位酋长大酋长就加了一句话说，我们要在城市为你们预块地，以后你们可以盖学校或者是医院。
I'm going to give you a piece of real estate for you to build your school or a medical center.
我不知道如果是你，是会什么样的这个反应哈。
If it was you, what would your reaction be?
其实对我来说，那时候我压力突然变得非常的大。
At that time, I was under great pressure.
为什么呢
？Why？
我就开始想，如果那天晚餐我表现得不好
，If during that banquet I did not perform well，
这块地会不会就没有了
？Maybe that piece of land is disappeared.
啊，另外呢
？And then，
如果我真的就收了他的地
，What if I actually took his gift？
那是不是我什么东西？都要答应他了。
Does that mean I have to say yes to all his requests?
我们生命当中是不是有收过一些礼物是不太该收的
？Do you ever receive some gifts that you really shouldn't have taken?
可是如果我不答应他
，But what if I did not receive this gift?
那这会不会就成为我最后的晚餐了呢
？Could this end up being my last supper?
我一个人就算了，我是带短宣队去啊。
If it was just me, I wouldn't care too much, but I had the whole mission team.
我当时真的是非常非常的紧张。
I was very, very nervous.
我怎么办呢？
And what do I do?
我向神大大的呼求啊
！I call out to the Lord.
主啊，救我
！God save me.
然后同时，我开始拼命的传简讯
，and I keep sending messages.
我传简讯给所有能为我祷告的人
，I send it to all the people who are praying for me.
飞扬敬拜团、祷告团、宣教部
，Fly Young Missions and Worship Team.
然后我们教会所有的牧师，我全部传了
，and all the pastors.
然后我也传给我认识的几位非洲的牧师。
I also send it to my African pastors.
我就问他们说，在非洲的文化里面，送地到底代表什么意思
？I asked the African pastors, what does it mean for them to give you a piece of land?
然后能不能不收啊
？And can I not take it?
他们一致的回答都是，最好不要不收。
Unanimously, they say it's best you accept the gift.
同时，我也传简讯给我们认识的一些非常有。职场丰富经验的导师们。
I also asked some of the teachers that was very experienced in the marketplace.
其实也就是我们教会职场工作坊的这些导师们。
And some of the marketplace ministry people.
哇，这就是我的感谢神，我们有一个团队啊。
And praise the Lord that we have a team.
那我那个时候我的聆听的能力超强。
At that time, my ability for listening was very good.
结果在我们去。Palace 的三十分钟前，我收到一封非常重要的简讯。
It's right before we went to the 皇宫。
我收到一个非常重要的简讯。
I received a very important message.
是我们教会一位职场的导师欧文大哥寄给我。
It was from Brother Owen.
他的简讯这样说。
His message said this:
不要一直想着地。
Don't keep thinking about the real estate.
土地不是最有价值的。
The land is not the most valuable.
最有价值的是土地上的百姓。
Most valuable are the people on this land.
专注在百姓的身上吧。
Focus on the people.
哇，我收到这个简讯之后，我整个人就安静下来了。
When I received this message, my whole person was at peace.
难道神带我们去非洲不是就是为了百姓吗
？When God brought us to Africa, isn't it for His people?
哇，结果那个晚上是我一生中最难忘的夜晚。
So that became the most unforgettable night.
啊不，之一了，之一呀。
One of them.
因为那天晚上我的演讲简直是太精彩了。
Because my speech was incredible.
在那个晚上， 那个晚上，神的爱与盼望充满了现场。
That night, God's love and hope was fulfilled the whole place.
而且我知道神已经得着了他们心里的那块地。
And I know that God has already occupied the land in their heart.
感谢神。那结果那天晚上，我地这个字，我一只字未提。
And that night, I did not mention the word real estate at all.
我觉得那位酋长也可能蛮惊讶的。
I think the great chief was also very surprised.
结果现在我们的关系非常的美好，非常的密切。
And now our relationship is very close.
所以弟兄姐妹，有一个团队一起向前是何等的宝贵。
So to have a team to work forward together is so precious.
这让我想到，事实上我们 Shekinah 成立了一周年，上帝也是在透过这件事情在建造我们的团队。
The Shekinah has been completed for a year, and God is also teaching us how to form a team.
其实说实在话，过去一年，我相信对全教会来说都是一个挑战。
In the past year, it's really a challenging time for the entire church.
一方面，我们每一个 congregation 都换了一个聚会的场地，得到一个好像一个 upgrade。
Every one of our congregations had a new upgrade for a new location for worship.
但说实在话，这也是要重新适应器材、场地和时间的开始。
But also began a great time of adjustment.
要改变是何等不容易。
Change is difficult.
我听郑春焕牧师说，连煮咖啡的团队也都面临很大的挑战。
One of our pastors has explained to me, even to make coffee in the morning was a great challenge.
同一个时间要让一千个人同时喝咖啡。
At the same time, we need to feed 1,000 people for coffee.
还要配上一千份点心。
And 1,000 people's snack.
而当一千个人在一起的时喝咖啡的时候，还要保持干净整齐。
And to keep 1,000 people's snack time clean.
哇，这是非常挑战的事情。
It's a very challenging task.
30分钟之后
，30 minutes later，
再换一千人
，another 1,000 people。
所以这是很不容易的事情啊。
It's not easy task.
如果你过去这一年有喝咖啡的。
If you have ever drank coffee in the last year,
好吧，最大的掌声来谢谢他们。
And that's to praise them and thank them together.
事实上，我们每个主日，全教会差不多有两百名义工都在一起服事。
Every Sunday we have about 200 people who are volunteering.
你可以想象吗？两百多位正在适应改变、很不舒服的人一起服事。是何等大的挑战。
It's a very big challenge for 200 people in the midst of change to work together.
好吧，我们一起为服事的每一位弟兄姐妹，我们拍手来，谢谢你们。
Let's give it up for the people who are volunteering and serving together.
谢谢你们。
Thank you.
上帝正在为我们预备一个强而有力的团队。
God is preparing a great team for us.
来承接他给我们教会的意向和使命。
To inherit the perfect vision from the Lord.
我相信幕后的荣耀必定要大过先前的荣耀。
I believe what is yet to come is greater than what is now.
五千人的教会一定要发生。
5,000 members is about to happen.
不但如此，
Not only that,
是一代又一代的五千人要继续在这边来发
生。Generation after generation will happen here.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 最后呢，清晰的意象是要完成于上帝的时间。
Finally, the perfect vision will be finished in God's perfect timing.
清晰的意象完成于上帝的时间。
Finishes in God's perfect timing.
很多时候我们有梦想，有计划。
A lot of times we have plans and our dreams.
可是计划赶不上变化。
But our plans cannot catch up with the change.
有时候呢，梦想却是离我们越来越远。
And our dreams become further and further away.
而我们的盼望和信心也越来越渺小。
And our hope and faith starts to diminish.
这时候该怎么办呢？
What do we do?
我父亲他跟我说他的生命的故事。
My father shared his story with me.
那今天我也在这边跟你们分享。
I would love to share that story with you today.
当你的梦想看似远离的时候。
When it seems that your dreams are gone.
你要先求神的国和神的义。
You are to seek first the kingdom of heaven.
好吧，跟我一起说，先求神的国和神的义。
Let's say together, seek first the kingdom of heaven.
我父亲在他国小的时候
，When my father was in his elementary,
一位美国的宣教士带领他们全家信主了。
It was an American missionary who led them all to Christ.
所以我父亲从小的一个心愿就是有一天他长大他要成为医生。
So it was his life dream to become a doctor.
所以他可以去非洲做医疗宣教。
So he can go to Africa for medical missions.
结果在他17岁的时候他真的考上了台大医科。
At his age 17, he was able to get accepted into the Taiwan Medical University.
可是在那个同样的时刻他发现他有色盲。
But at the same time, he realized he was colorblind.
所以他人生梦想实现的那个时刻却成为他梦想破灭的时刻。
And just at the time when he thought his dream was about to come true, it was also the time his dreams were broken.
他说那时候他很难过。
He was very sad.
但那时候他就对主说。
But he said to the Lord,
主啊，我的梦想好像告一段落了。
Like God, my dream seems to end.
但让我来为你来梦想吧。
But let me dream for your kingdom.
所以他在他终其一生哈，在帮助一些跨文，我就是在这个职堂和宣教在台湾。
So he continued to serve the Lord in Taiwan in different areas.
帮助原住民成立教会。
For the indigenous people to build churches.
然后他也成为了孤儿院的董事。
He worked with the orphanages.
还特别记得在我姐姐快要结婚的时候，我们有一个家庭聚会。
And during our family meeting at the time when my sister was about to get married.
他就说我这一生最重要的经文就是先求神的国和神的义。
He said to us that the most important Bible verse scripture in his life was this one.
然后这一切神都要加给你。
To seek first the kingdom of heaven and all this righteous and all these things will be given to you.
没有想到在53年后，
I would never have thought that 53 years later,
他17岁的时候他的梦想破灭了。
The broken dreams at age 17,
在他70岁的时候，
at age 70,
他的儿子在非洲成立了一家诊所。
His son started a medical clinic in Africa.
这是在任何人的计划之外的。
It is outside of anyone's plan.
我记得我国小有一次老师问说你未来的志向是什么。
I remember when I was younger, when my teacher asked me, what do you want to do when you grow up?
我就举手说我的未来志向是做医生。
I said, I want to be a doctor.
结果老师说王亚成你要做医生。
My teacher says, James, you want to be a teacher?
不要把人医死就不错了。
If you don't kill someone, I'll be good.
因为我成绩是不太可能。
My grades were terrible.
神造万物各按其时成为美好。
God created everything in his perfect timing.
又将永生安置在人心里。
And made everything beautiful in his time.
神的确在你的心中放下了他的计划。
He has set eternity his heart of man to your heart.
你也的确为此而梦想。
And you are to dream like that.
可是神从始至终的作为人不能参透。
But you cannot fathom the work that God has already done.
神在你生命中是有计划的。
He has a plan in your life.
但是时间
But the timing
在他手中
is in his hands.
让我再看给你们看一张照片。
I want to share a picture with you.
这是我们的王志廷区牧。
This is our zone pastor, Pastor Wang.
他是在高科技公司做一个高级主管。
He's a high-level director in the tech industry.
但感谢神，他找到了人生更大的呼召。
But he found a greater calling in his life.
那跟我们一起在非洲加纳建立另外一间高科技的职业训练学校。
He went to another career training school in Ghana.
我很盼望我们当中更多人，你可以找到你更高的呼召。
I really hope that each one of you will find a higher calling.
我的工作就是帮你们预备道路了。
My job is to help you pave the way.
但是这个照片还有另外一个故事。
But this picture have another story.
你有没有看到我坐在后面跟另外一个非洲人在讲话
？Do you see that in the back? There's me right there with this other African guy.
就看眼镜就知道那是我了。
Just look for the glasses, you know that's me.
这个人是多哥教育部长的发言人。
He is the spokesman for the Ministry of Education.
我在透过这个机会，我问他说：“长官
，I ask him, dear leader,
我们在多哥有职业学校，也即将有诊所。
We're about to start a training school and also start a clinic in Togo.
请问有没有可能我们有一天可以成立医学院呢？
Is it possible that one day we can start a medical school?
结果这位长官说，如果你们能够有这个执照的医生，
And this official said that if you have a licensed physician,
你们已经可以成立医学教育了。
Then you already can start a medical training.
我就想到
I thought of
53年前我的父亲被医学院给拒绝了。
53 years ago, my dad was rejected from medical school.
53年后他的儿子在非洲准备成立医学院了。
53 years, his son is about to start a medical school.
我在这边想要对我父亲说
I want to say to my dad,
我们学校应该会收你。
I think my school would accept you.
当神的意象和你的梦想结合的时候
When your vision aligns with God's vision
你就得着了人生的方向
That's when you see perfect vision
在神的时候
In God's timing
他必定让万事成为美好
He will let all things be good for you
好吧让我们再进入2020年的时候
As we march into 2020
我们来选择神是美善的
Let's choose to understand and recognize God is good
他仍然在你生命中是掌权的
That he has the authority over your life
谦卑的来聆听吧
Let's come in humbleness to listen
你的人生是可以很精彩的
That your life could be wonderful
让我们一起来祷告
Let's pray together
天父我们感谢你
Father God we thank you
你是慈爱的神
That you are a good God
你也是我们生命的大牧者
And you are the great shepherd in our life
你说你的羊认得你的声音
You say that your sheep understand and hears your voice
今天我们在这里
And here we are
准备迈入2020年
As we cross over to year 2020
但愿你垂听我们的祷告
That you hear our prayer
你要将我们生命中又大又难的事指示给我们
That the great and unsearchable things that you reveal to us
让我们一生来跟随你
That will follow you our lives
奉耶稣的名祷告
In Jesus name
Amen
Amen
我们一起起立来唱这首诗歌
Let's raise and let's sing together
我这一生祝你真心事这一生，祝你对我真好，用我生命所有的气息，我要歌颂主的心事。In all my life,
in all my life, you have been faithful. In all my life, you have been so.
弟兄姐妹，你是否真的愿意相信神在你生命中？
Would you be willing to believe that God has a great and good plan for your life?
让我再分享一张照片给你们看。
I want to share one more story with you.
这是生命和诊所接生的第一个婴孩。
This is the first baby that was born in the medical clinic in Africa.
你知道他是什么时候出生的吗？
Do you know when he was born?
12月24号晚上。
On Christmas Eve.
神真的有最美好的时间。
God really has the perfect timing.
他不会让你失望的。
He will not let you be disappointed.
因为他是信实的主。
Because he is faithful.
好吧，我们一起来敬拜。
Let's praise him together.
All my life.
All my life you have been faithful.
I believe that God will continue to lead us forward in year 2020.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Father God, we thank you.
我们就将我们的2020年
that we lift up the next year,
并之后的一生
and all the rest of our lives,
交在你的手中
in your hands.
让我们有聆听的耳朵
let us to have a listening ear,
能够得着你赐给我们的生命的团队
to receive the team that you have built for us.
相信你有最美好、最完美的时刻。
That in your perfect timing,
你在我们生命中的计划必要成就。
You will fulfill the great plan you have in our lives.
这时候，但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠
，We pray in God's presence.
天父上帝的慈爱
，That His love and great mercy.
圣灵的感动与交通
，The fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
与我们每一位同在
，To be with each one of us.
永永远远
，Forever and ever. In Jesus' name, Hallelujah.
好不好跟旁边弟兄姐妹说祝你得到 perfect vision 新年快乐
Tell your neighbor next to you to receive the perfect vision and happy new year
See you next year
See you next year